listener production.
Hello, Emma Griffiths at your news briefing. A second cold front is set to move in this evening, increasing wind speeds and producing storms. Forecasters say it'll last longer than usual, and a severe weather warning is still in place for a large part of the state. Power is yet to be restored to thousands of properties, including Perth Airport, which has delayed all outbound services until at least 7:30 tonight. The Federal Treasurer is worried some families will have to make hard decisions to balance their household budget. The Reserve Bank has decided to increase the official figure by another 0.5% to 1.85%. Jim Chalmers has told Parliament it'll add extra pressure.
For Australians with a $500,000 mortgage, it's about an extra $140 a month, in addition to the extra $335 they've had to find.
Another petrol price hike is planned for Perth and Mandurah. Fuelwatch says all Coles Express sites will increase the cost of unleaded tomorrow by 46 cents a litre to $1.99.9. Most BP and 7-Eleven sites are also hiking their prices. Damages have been awarded in the defamation battle between the Premier and Clive Palmer. The Federal Court has handed down its findings, with Mark McGowan to receive $20,000. The mining magnate will get $5,000. Mr McGowan says he had to protect WA.
We face the real prospect of a $30 billion damages claim from Mr Palmer over his proposed Balmoral South iron ore project.
In sport, West Coast champion Josh Kennedy admits it's been hard to tell his teammates he's retiring from the game. Sunday's match against Adelaide at Optus Stadium will be his last after 17 seasons due to his troublesome knee. Kennedy says the club wanted to manage it, but he kept going.
I kind of overruled and said, I just want to train as much as I can and play as much as I can. And it was probably a bad decision because that first half of the year was a little bit tough on the knee.
And West Coast player Jai Cully has accepted a 2-match suspension for striking. Listener.